But hopefully Stacey's online. The coach of the Diamonds are for 48-all draw with England today in the Quad Series. Stacey, are you online? Appreciate your time.
Yeah, I'm definitely here.
Good on you, Stace. Stace, give us the coach's perspective. A six-goal lead in that last quarter. Couldn't hang on to the outright lead. Best-case scenario after that is a draw. What did you make of the result?
Yeah, I think obviously tonight's game was a bit of a free hit with England. I think we were able to really get some combinations out onto the court, given that we've got the final tomorrow. It was pretty physical out there, and it was certainly a different style, different to what we'd come up in the previous two games. So these games is what it's all about and building towards the Commonwealth Games. And it was good to have, you know, a close game. We're under pressure. Obviously, the crowd got involved. So how do we react to it and how can we learn from it?
Yeah, so post-match, you sit down with the girls and you chat about, you know, the crowd impact. And as you know, when coaching in the competition in the series here in Australia, of course, in the Suncorp Super Netball, momentum is a big thing in netball. I think there's no other sport like it. When the crowd gets involved and you get on a run, it's the teams that can stem that run. You couldn't do that tonight. Is that something you obviously spoke to the girls about?
Yeah, I think it was, you know, coming down to our fundamental skill under pressure. And I think that's when you're in those pressured situations, you've got to strip it back and do the simple things extremely well, as cliche as that sound. But, you know, that's what gives you the greatest connection out on court. And I think, you know, we had a couple of missed shots and a few stray passes in those moments. But we, you know, in all honesty, we haven't been in this situation where it's been tight games in the previous two. And we certainly haven't had the physicality that was out on court tonight. So the girls are very, very keen to get straight back out there. And obviously we get that opportunity to play England again tomorrow. So, you know, we've got to see what we can improve on. And, you know, I was just so pleased to be able to see different players, different combinations, and there were still some really good things to take away from it.
Yeah, well, that's good news. Can you give us some aspects that you were happy with, some of the players that stepped up on a very big stage for them, probably for the first time?
Yeah, I thought, you know, Sarah Clough's been sort of impacting games in the previous two, but she got the start tonight and she certainly made the most of it, particularly in that first quarter in getting quite a few balls. I thought that the way in which we were able to change our shooting rotations in the circle, just being able to have different versatility out there, so we were able to see two different styles of circle play. And I think the thing that I liked most was our full court defence. I thought we were able to accumulate some pressure and we got some good ball. Now we've just got to make the most of it when we get it.
And when you talk about England's physicality, now Australia, the Diamonds have a wonderful imposing record against England. I think they've only won 77, and it's the first draw ever, I think, today. Just tell us a bit about, do you think they came out with that said game plan to try and rough you up ahead of the final tomorrow?
Oh, there's no doubt that there's a focus around that from their defensive work and what they've done in the previous two games. So we've certainly, but I mean, it wasn't just against us, but certainly been against the other teams as well. So it definitely is their brand and we were expecting it. Now we've got to be able to work out how we can get our ball speed around it.
Do you think that the England Roses netball and the physicality of their style of play stems from a lot of them playing in Australia now, and they know what to do and they know the dynamics of the Australian team because they play against them each and every week?
I certainly think that they know how to be body strong out on court. I think their style in which they're playing is a bit unique to them right now. I think we're really using some foot speed and not getting into the physical tussle as much. And I think that's something that we've really tried to improve on so that we can use the physical capacities of our ability to really go for ball but go through clean. There's a bit of a balance that we've got to experiment with. I think, you know, once the girls have absorbed it and understand it now, we certainly can look at how to reshape our execution.
It's all about recovery, I suppose. The girls' ice baths and massage? Is that the state of play? And what are you genuinely expecting in the final tomorrow? And how excited should netball fans around Australia be for this Quad Series final tomorrow against the arch enemy, so to speak, because they are the arch enemy because they're the last team. And what a perfect scenario, a 48-all draw going into a rematch 24 hours later.
Yeah, the girls are certainly getting their massage and physio at the moment, refueling and then obviously getting to bed because, you know, we've got to be able to bounce back tomorrow. I think it's great for international netball. I think you've got England who've had quite a few international series over the last 6 months. And I think, they're a very experienced lineup. They're full of international caps compared to us. But that's the beauty of it. We're reshaping how we want to play. We're finding how we're contributing to the Diamonds legacy of success. And, we have every intention of going out there and attacking the game and, hopefully coming away with that trophy.
Very, very much so. Looking forward to it, Stace. Just a mention of 50 caps for Liz Watson, a wonderful achievement as well. And she's arguably one of your most experienced players right now.
Yeah, absolutely. She's our illustrious leader and she's doing a phenomenal job. And, for someone that's had 12 months out of playing the sport, she's been working on her recovery. She's got her body in really good shape. She's, building her skill set back to being what it was and certainly pushing past that. So, it just shows the dedication that she's had during that time when she has been injured and to be able to step out without playing any SSN and just going straight into international netball just shows what class of a player she is.
Good on you, Stace. Appreciate your time. Well done on making the final first and foremost. We shouldn't lose sight of that. It's a tough opposition, the Quad Series, the best of the best, and you're in the final. Let's hope the girls can take three-quarters of what they took out of that game up to three-quarter time and then finish the job with a win over the Roses tomorrow. Thanks for joining us on SEN Around the Country.